Welcome to the Pick Up Korea podcast. And today, instead of interviewing someone or, you know, going over some sort of specific tip or concept, I thought that I would share some recent stories over the past 5 weeks. It's been about 5 weeks since I moved to this other area, still in the same part of Seoul, the Gangnam area, but a little bit of a different neighborhood or dongne, as they say here. Different subway station, different setup, different kind of venues, a little bit different logistics. So it's been about 5 weeks since I've been out here. And ended up hooking up with 10 girls since I've been out here in 5 weeks. And this is all while, you know, really busy with my other work that I do online, as well as coaching some immersions, boot camps, and things like that. So I think it'd be really good to share some of the stories over the past 5 weeks as I take a sip of my morning coffee here on Monday morning. Anyway, so yeah, it's been about 5 weeks in this different area and everything. And the previous area I was in, well, it's in the Gangnam area, it's more famous for business, more famous for, it's more of a business district, so to speak. And it was really good. I really liked being in that area, but did kind of want to mix it up a little bit, try this different area. This is more of, it's residential, but it's really close to the main strip. And also there are a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars, a little party area right around my place. And so kind of cool to mix it up a little bit, try some new shit. So yeah, after moving here, it was the first week here. One of the first stories was, it was me and a buddy that lives in the area. There's a little park nearby. We go to the park. A lot of the girls are walking their dogs that live in the area. And a lot of girls actually in this area are hostesses, or they live alone and they work in the area, work in Seoul. And there's a lot of these little one-room apartments and studios and office tells. So you go to this park, sometimes you see these girls with their little emotional support animals, we can say. They all have these little dogs, like sort of like Malteses or poodles and stuff like that. And it's kind of a good way to spot a hostess. If you see a girl like in training clothing at like 4 p.m. and she has a little dog, that's a pretty... and she lives in, you know, Gangnam area, so to speak, then it's a pretty good way to spot them out. So I ended up approaching this girl in the park, and she was with her sister, who ended up being her twin sister. A little conversation about the situation, the dog, flirting back and forth. She's walking her dog, going home with her sister. So just get the number and follow up, you know, within a couple days. As we say, you got to get the meetup quick, generally speaking, within a week. And I do meet her up like maybe 2 to 3 days later. Just go out for some drinks and snacks and bring her home. And it was pretty much, you know, in the bag, pretty quick, pretty easy in that sense. Really cute girl working out in out at a big company here in Korea. And so cool, like office look, really, really attractive. So that was a fun one. And shortly after that, maybe a couple days later, approach a girl out in one of the main stations out here, Shinnonhyun, and definitely could tell she was like a previous hostess. Definitely had that vibe, that look, and she mentioned that she is going to open up her own hair salon here in Gangnam soon, which is really expensive. This is the most expensive area in Seoul, and a lot of these girls who work in that hostess industry or the nightlife industry, they save a bunch of their money up, and they end up opening up a clothing shop, or a nail shop, a hair shop, right? So it's pretty clear what her story is. So I approach her, also this one, get her number, meet her up within maybe 4 or 5 days, and take her on a typical date. We go for some food, then some drinks, then back to my place. And with this one also, it was just real quick, like real in the bag. Pull her home, within minutes we're going at it. And she was real, you know, real kinky one right there. Especially considering you can imagine what field she was in before. Those girls can get real wild, real sexually positive, so to speak, right? And so that was a fun one. Owns her own apartment, she said. And so, yeah, we're still in touch, and she's a pretty pretty fun, spunky one. Let's see. After that, another interesting one is... I was with a student, actually, coaching a student, and we hit up a two set in the day game, in the day. And they're both studying English. We end up talking to them. One of them does, like, she was recently doing, like, fitness training. And the other one, I don't remember, just a student. Anyways, I hit up the fitness girl and get her number in the two set and then end up meeting her. And this time, a little bit different, we end up going to one venue for quite a while and then bringing her home. And quite a lot of resistance, you know, a lot of back and forth, I don't know yet. And this one, unlike the other previous two, we're probably at the place for a good 2 or 3 hours before even anything really happened. And then finally, we ended up, you know, going at it all night, all morning until the next morning. So, yeah, that's where, you know, being calm, being patient, being persistent, not pushing or redlining things too far, but staying cool, staying chill, but still being persistent and still trying for it. That's where it really, really pays off, especially here in Korea, where things are sort of always can be on the fence a lot of the times. And they don't, a lot of times slowing down your escalation or slowing down the date will actually speed up your results. So that was a good example of that. And yeah, she had some crazy good photos on her KakaoTalk, all these body profile photos. And yeah, a lot of guys are like, oh my God, that girl's so hot. But just a little day game set. I mean, a lot of people, they see girls like that and they avoid them during the day when they're walking, right? So yeah, another good one. Was a girl I was actually just walking home, and I approached this girl on the main street, and she had just finished work, and so we vibe it up a little bit, and I mentioned that I want to go grab a beer, and she was on board for that. And so we go for some beer, and this time I actually just grabbed some beer at the convenience store and pull right to the place because it was pretty late. And I figured that I found out her logistics. She lived in a different area. And so I figured, why not just go for it? And so I went for it, went for the beer, went to the place. And we spent, you know, significant, maybe 45 minutes of time together. And then finally, one thing leads to another, right? And so I was one of the same day or same night pulls, you can say. And speaking of the same night lays, recently it's been a very busy Chuseok period. It's like a 5-day holiday. It's mostly family. A lot of stuff closes down. Pretty much the most dead time to go out in Korea, but still went out, right? Still made stuff happen. And this is right on the main day of the holiday where most things are closed down. Most people are with their family doing their jesa or their sort of family rituals. And so I go out with some friends, just hang out, have some beers. Some of the guys I've coached on immersion and a friend of mine, and go out. I maybe approach 3 girls, perhaps, in the third set. It's a 2-set. I approach. The girls are into it. My friend comes in. I just say, hey, let's get out of here. Let's go for some drinks. And I walk them all the way from one station all the way to almost 2 stations later, almost about a station and a half. And they do ask, oh, where are we going? Where are we going? I go, hey, leave it up to me. You don't got to ask so many questions. It's right around the corner, yada, yada, yada. So basically sort of deflect it, just party talk on the way, talking about what's going on these days over here, what's over here, what's over there, different topics about what we were just doing. And finally, we just suddenly end up at the venue, right? And end up at the venue. And this is an important key, too, to understand. Good little insight is that we get to the venue. It's a wine bar. And instead of letting them look at the menu and choose what they want and pick something expensive and then dine and ditch, that sort of thing, which a lot of guys do, I grab the menu, I look at it, I say, leave it to me, I know wine pretty well. I order, they don't see it, I actually order the cheapest wine on the menu, a whole bottle of wine for $18, right? Whereas there's $100 bottles on the menu and more than that, $200 too, right? I order the cheapest one. And here's the honest truth. A lot of girls here, unless they're some wine aficionado, they really don't even really know the difference between an expensive bottle or a cheaper bottle. Some do, but the majority don't. And a lot of times if you look out when you're out and about or at a club or at a venue, you notice Korean girls will drink like really cheap Moscato or like sweet wine and stuff like that. So it really doesn't matter. So I grab the menu, order the $18 bottle of wine, and it comes. We drink it. No side dishes or anything like that. And yeah, later on, the vibe's getting pretty good. My girl's very flirty with me. The other friend is kind of seems on the fence a little bit, but she's getting into it more. The friend that is with my friend. And the other girl kind of starts like putting her legs on mine and touching me a little bit and flirty when I was talking to her. And so I basically see it and, oh, me and you should go grab some shisha. We should get out of here and grab some shisha. And she said, yeah, sure. So I was going to bounce her there, but the friends left for some cigarettes, my friend and the girl. So I tried actually to leave then, but she said, oh, we got to wait for my friend to come back. Okay, cool. So just remain chill, calm, chatted up a little more. And then when they come back, then that's when I say, okay, hey, me and your friend will be back. We're going to go grab something. And okay, cool. And so we just walk up, grab the bags, leave. We never come back. And it was, you know, Bang City for hours on end that night, right? And so instead of just staying home and, oh, it's Chuseok, nothing's going to work out, you know, still went out, still made stuff happen, same night lay, even with two girls, right? Two set. And so, yeah, that was a good one. And really there, the key story or the key insights would be, number one, you know, go out. That's important, even if it's a holiday or, you know, you don't have anything to do. And the other thing is sort of like splitting them up relatively, you know, go to a venue together, but it is important to split them up relatively early, because if you just drag it out and, you know, go to venue after venue, then the girls have to leave, you know? So you really got to get that split somewhat early, you know, once you kind of build rapport with the group and they're cool with each other and one girl's into one guy, perhaps the other into the other guy, you really got to get the ball moving. Or I see a lot of times guys, they try to do these long two sets and usually just blows up in their face. So you eventually got to get the ball moving. And the other thing is, yeah, pulling them back to one place can be good if you can work it out. However, a lot of guys here have smaller apartments and that makes it a lot tougher. So yeah, so that was one of the recent holiday stories for you. Let's see. Another recent story and a recent regular of mine that I've been seeing here since I moved out here. There's a girl I hit up on the street. She was heading to some sort of climbing class. And actually, she was willing to meet that same day. However, I was coaching immersion with the previous guy, Michael. And so I have to put her off for a date. Couldn't pull her that day just because of work. And so got the number. We ended up meeting up. And with this one, real cool attitude, really attractive, you know, big fake tits, works as a dental hygienist, really, really attractive. And take her to a couple of venues and pull her home. And this one, too, needed a lot more of a slow roll, slow chill, listen to a lot of music, you know, shared some stories together, pulled back when I needed to. And she was probably over for at least a few hours before, you know, the whole thing went down, and then spent the night. And now we're meeting, you know, once a week or whatnot. And very good personality from a city that I used to live in, very good attitude. And I think the main thing is learning to, I think a lot of guys, either they rush too much the escalation, or they do it slow, but too slow in the sense that they're not actually going for it, right? Like they're slowing it down because they're nervous or they are hesitant. That's not good. But you want to make sure that you're going for it. You want to make sure that you're escalating, yet when there's signs of them getting tense, you're pulling back. You know, you're not pushing things too far. You're relaxing. You're showing you don't need it, but you're interested, but you're chill at the same time. And that way they eventually kind of fall into it, right? Not all the time, of course, you know, not every girl is going to sleep with you. And that's very important to understand. But at the same time, if you can just kind of let them, it's almost like you're throwing out these little hooks and eventually they grab onto one, right? And so that was a really, really good one. Okay. Oh, yeah. There was another story, kind of a fun one, a little bit different, is I rented one of those Lime scooters. I was riding around Seoul running errands. And I said, shit, I might as well start approaching on these scooters, right? So I started randomly approaching girls on scooters. I'd stop them up, get them to stop, or I'd park the scooter and then roll up on them. I tried different variations of it. It was pretty funny, or even riding on the side of them and talking just to fool around and, you know, have fun, but also see what's like effective too, right? And so I approached this one really hot girl, and she works on TV commercials and for photo shoots. As a makeup artist and stylist, really, really attractive, and end up getting her number, going on a date, and turns out she's done photo shoots for, styling and makeup and stuff like that for a somewhat famous foreigner who's on TV or YouTube and stuff like that here, who I know, and so that was kind of funny. We both talked about him, and then, that one brought home, and also, of course, a little bit more patience and persistence, but eventually, after about an hour at the place, things go down. And there, I would say, honestly, the biggest lesson, because I see guys, you know, they're on their bike or on the scooter or on the bus or whatever. You know, you always have a chance to approach a girl, no matter how weird. You know, even in the beginning, I thought it was kind of weird rolling up on a scooter right on these girls, right? It was kind of funny in a way, but also kind of different and weird. But you sort of have to embrace that sort of, it's not always going to be this perfect, cool opening, right? Like I see a lot of guys, they walk around, they try to wait for the perfect timing, which, you know, has a time and its place. You do want to make sure the girl's comfortable and their space and everything like that. But things are not always going to be perfect. Sometimes you need to make it comfortable in yourself. And if you're comfortable with it, then they can easily fall into it being comfortable and normal. And you can kind of go from there, right? And so, say big lesson is, you can always approach pretty much in any situation. As long as you learn to become comfortable with it, that will help them to be comfortable, right? okay, another recent story is I don't really do internet game or online game at all, but I did download the app just to prove a point to some students. Is I downloaded it within one day. I had a date, and I seated her coming directly over to the place, and so she ended up rolling right to my area. We went to the convenience store, got some beers, we rolled back to my place, and you know, within like 30 minutes it went down. And I think the main thing is, if you're using online game, which I don't really like because I prefer to hit it on the natch, so to speak, because I see the most attractive girls walking around outside, and one thing about online game is you're kind of limited to your photos and the look that you have, right? You don't have a chance to actually convey your personality as much, or, you know, see what the girl, the vibe of the girl is, her actual look in person, right? And so, but nonetheless, if you're doing it, you can screen out girls who are going to meet quickly, maybe the same day, and come to your area. And those are the ones that are more likely to go down. So I just wanted to kind of prove that point to the guys, rather than like endlessly texting these girls forever, right? I think that's one big point of the all these stories I'm telling you, is that they go down within that same day or within like a week of the initial open, and you know, things end up moving quickly. You meet them up. If they're interested, they're going to meet you up, and it's kind of on you not to mess it up, not to fuck it up, right? And so then you have these other guys that are chasing these girls for months or weeks, and all these multiple dates and all this stuff, and you know, these are the guys that are not getting laid, and they think they're, you know, oh, but she's girlfriend material, so I have to chase her forever. But you kind of need to be able to actually get laid first and master the process of running a date and approaching girls before you can even get some of the girlfriends or regs, as we say, right? And so, yeah, you really gotta master the basics first, right? And even then, at least the relationship, it kind of starts on your terms, and from there, you can kind of compromise things here and there, but you don't want to be chasing her. It's not good for your self-esteem, your inner game, to be chasing these girls all the time and not getting the results you deserve. And then from there later, from an abundance, you can choose what kind of girls you want to settle down with, or one single girl, girlfriend, wife, whatever. But starting out at that needy, scarcity, chasing frame, not only is it going to get you bad results and you're not going to have good inner game, but ultimately, it's not even good for getting a girlfriend, right? Or the right kind of girl that you would be a good match for you, right? And so I think that's been a handful of the stories from the past 5 weeks. And yeah, if you want to hear any more interesting stories or crazy stories or any other suggestions, ideas, just comment below, and I'll see you next time.